For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. MLK 50 events continue in Memphis today, the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s mountaintop speech. On Monday, Shelby County school students had their voices heard at the Halloran Center downtown in a program of dance, song, art, and speech. WKNO's Christy Calcagno reports on a youthful showcase of talent.
This song by students from Dunbar Elementary was written with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in mind, and also this year's theme, Where Do We Go From Here? Kate Tierra, a fifth grade student who goes to Bruce Elementary, had her artwork on display. Her collage compares the roots of her hair to the roots of her heritage.
My love for Dr. Martin Luther King does not stop at this point. It keeps going on and on, and the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King lives on and on forever.
Art teacher Amy McSpadden joined her students at the event. She says working with them on their artwork is a way to initiate conversations about race and culture.
In an elementary setting, it was a beautiful experience to watch unfold that we are shades of cinnamon and coffee and toffee.
Poet and filmmaker Sebastian Carson uses his work to consider social issues. He hoped to inspire students and reinforce the importance of education.
The fact that I even have this opportunity to be on a stage in front of a place where I just was not too long ago is just testament to the power of education and holding on to a dream. And that's what Martin Luther King wanted us to do.
Another MLK 50 event centered around students is a youth town hall at 10:30 this morning at the Greater Whitestone Missionary Baptist Church. From WKNO News, I'm Christy Calcagno.